Mrs. Rachel Lind is sitting by her kitchen window. She sits there because she can see the road very well from there. A man with a horse and a buggy comes up the road. It's my friend, Matthew Cuthbert, she thinks. Where is he going at 3:30 in the afternoon? Why isn't he working on his farm? Matthew Cuthbert lives with his sister, Marilla, in a big old farmhouse called Green Gables. I'm going to visit Marilla, thinks Mrs. Lind. I want to ask her about Matthew. Marilla Cuthbert is a tall, thin woman with gray hair and blue eyes. She doesn't smile very much, but she has a kind heart. Good afternoon, Marilla, says Mrs. Lind. Where's Matthew going this afternoon? Hello, Rachel, says Marilla. Matthew's going to Bright River train station. We're getting a little boy from an orphanage in Nova Scotia. He's coming here on the train. An orphan boy? Says Mrs. Lind in surprise. Why do you want an orphan boy? Matthew's 60 years old, answers Marilla. His heart isn't very strong, and he wants a boy to help him on the farm. That's not a good idea, Marilla, says Mrs. Lind. You're bringing in a strange boy into your house, and you don't know anything about him. Perhaps you're right, says Marilla. But Matthew needs a boy on the farm. Don't worry. When Matthew gets to the Bright River station, there is no train. There is only one little girl of 11 at the station. She is very thin and has got long red hair and big gray eyes. She is wearing an ugly dress, and she is carrying an old bag. When she sees Matthew, she says,
Are you Mr. Matthew Cuthbert of Green Gables? I'm from the orphanage.
Matthew looks at the little girl and is very surprised.
There's a mistake,
he says.
You're a girl, not a boy.